Hey, you guys, this morning I woke up and I got ready and my little 2-year-old threw the toothbrush.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
Oh, no.
The gross things that moms have to do. And that reminds me of a great conversation piece I'm going to have with you today, Warren.
Oh, gosh.
You're not a parent, so.
Apparently not.
I reveal all the funny, weird, gross things that my kids do to Warren because he's like my work husband. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Can I just throw this out really quick? My favorite so far was when you sent me a video of your 2-year-old, he was 1-year-old at the time, dumping milk on the couch. And you're just like,
why?
What are you doing?
I was so exhausted. I'm like, look what I have to deal with.
It was so funny, though.
And I look at him, I'm like, why? My couch smells like sour milk. And I just, you can't even go buy new furniture to fix the problem because he's going to do it again.
It's in the furniture, yeah.
He's going to do it again.
All right, anyway.
So anyway, that reminded me of a funny video I saw on social media. You always watch the videos of the dads changing diapers and they're gagging.
Yeah, those are funny.
Or the ones where they're throwing their baby in the air and they're having a great time making them giggle. And then
blah.
Blup. Yep. It's that spit up that comes right into your face.
Kids are gross. That's just straight to the point. They're
gross. And we always have fun referring to BuzzFeed stories and reporting in their, I don't know, their trivia.
You call it reporting, or I think they just call it entertainment.
And their polls and their simple entertainment. So we find ourselves doing and experiencing things that we've never had to deal with. And like I told you, being a parent is rough. It's dirty. It's gross.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
And a bunch of parents are sharing with BuzzFeed the funniest things and the grossest things they had to deal with since they become parents.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to share these with you now.
I love it.
I find them very amusing, and I hope I can make you laugh on your way to work or getting ready or whatever you're doing. Yeah.
Listen up, parents, and those who might be becoming new parents sometime soon.
Here you go.
Because this is what you may have
to
be dealing
with. Here is your warning.
Yep, exactly.
All right, first parent, I was changing my baby. I lifted his feet to wipe his booty. Well, at the same time, I happened to yawn, and he fired a hot, vicious baby toot.
Oh, no!
Baby, I said toot, but it wasn't a toot. It was the other.
Oh, it was something else.
Yeah, went right into his mouth like a super soaker on full blast.
Oh, no.
That's a taste you couldn't get out of your mouth.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's the worst one right away.
I was trying to be healthy and creative with feeding my kids vegetables, so I fed the baby zoodles, which are zucchini noodles.
Oh, I tried to make those, and I did a terrible, terrible job.
Well, apparently, they didn't digest well. I ended up having to pull a whole zoodle out of my son's rear because it would not come out. It got stuck on the way.
No way.
And you got to relieve your children. You can't just watch them
suffer.
So there was something hanging, right?
That's really sad.
Oh, I had to make a bowl with my hands while my toddler, projectile vomited into them at a restaurant.
Ooh.
And this is something I've done more than once.
I think my mom's done that before too.
When you're in public, you don't want to share the germs with the world, right. So you try to keep it contained, and it's your instant reflex.
Right, to catch it.
My
right?
husband wouldn't catch it. He would be like, you'd be like, run, you know?
Yeah, just grab him, aim it.
Yeah. My son shoved some green bean puree up his nose, and I had to suck it out with nose Frida.
Oh, okay. I was.
And if you don't know what nose Frida is, it's that.
Is that you squish it?
There's a squeeze bulb that suctions boogies.
Yep.
But now there's a nose Frida. It's a long tube, and you put it in your child's nose, and you suck the other end to bring it out.
Oh, that's right. That's disgusting.
And people love them.
That's disgusting.
They love nose Frida.
Ick.
My 6-month-old nephew had just learned how to give kisses, which was him sticking his whole mouth over whatever he's trying to kiss.
Yeah.
Well, he put his whole mouth over my nose and then sneezed into my nose.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Dang it. That's really funny, though. That's funny.
My 2-year-old daughter ran into the living room and opened her little tiny hand saying, "Here, Mommy." I opened my hand.
What'd
she dropped
have?
A fresh poop into my hand.
Hey.
She then looked at me directly in the eyes and said, "I took a poop out of my diaper, so you don't have to change me."
Hey.
2 years later, I still won't accept anything from her closed fist unless I see it first.
Yeah, show me what's in your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Hey, she's just trying to help.
Oh, I know. It's precious. Kids say and do the darndest things.
My
daughter was a few months old when she started getting constipated. Well, a friend of ours told us about the Q-tip trick. You stick.
Oh, no. Yeah, I can imagine. You don't have to get too descriptive for me.
Anyway, she did, and the whole thing flowed out like a soft serve machine.
Oh, yikes.
I recently found a sippy cup of milk in my toddler's play tent. I thought it was from that afternoon, but I was so wrong. The milk was fully curdled, and the assault on my nostrils was far worse than the worst blowout diaper I've ever had.
I wonder how, curdled milk is one of the worst smells in the world.
It is. And so is that milk jelly belly, sour milk.
Oh yeah,
jelly
didn't
belly.
You have that?
Oh, so bad.
You're like, it tastes like something from like a bottle you found under your couch.
It's so bad. Once my son swallowed a nickel, I sorted through his poo for days looking for it. Never found it. But trust me, you never know how much crap stinks until you have to sift through it.
Oh, gross.
Why would you look for it?
It's just a nickel.
I guess you have to look for
it. To make sure it's out of their system.
Right. So you have to go to the doctor and get it removed.
Yeah.
I guess you can have like metal allergies if it stays in too long.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
One more here. My daughter likes to shove a lot of food in her mouth, chew it, and then make me hold my hand out so she can spit the food back into my hand.
I guess that's one way to get the sustenance without swallowing it.
Us parents do the darndest things, and so do children.
Yeah, you parents are crazy just for having kids.